Accession with 31444, Mr. Fred Gosling, Real 6. So what happened next? You're based at Hong Kong, but what exactly happens? You know, do you see what I mean? What do you do? What's the role of the ship?
Well, it's like a guard ship for the, you know, for the Hong Kong itself. You got load the fleets in there. You get load of fleet in there, Americans and our boys in it.
So you're the guard ship. What does a guard ship do?
Well, it looks after the harbour more than anything. You know, if there's any trouble and all that.
What sort of trouble?
Well, you know, like you need the old Chinese when we communist China and all that. They kicked up and that, so we was all ready for that.
But nothing happened. Any other duties as guardship?
No. We had Lord what's his name? Phil Marshall Montgomery come on board.
Tell me about that. What, on a visit?
Yeah. Well, he just come out of the blue. It was on the Christmas time.
What do you remember of that?
Well, they made us turn out. I mean, we weren't very happy with that because it was Christmas. Everybody was having a good drink. Then they made it turn to you know, man the side for him.
So what then? So what do you remember? And you know, just things that happened while you were out there. Just stories of what life was like.
Well, life was hot out there because you had no fans.
How did you take to the climate?
At first, it was hard.
In what way?
Well, because you get like the old Dobie rash and all that. You know?
Well, like prickly heat?
Yeah, prickly heat, everything. And it was always then. I got impetigo out there. You know, my face come up in like boils and that. Well, they burst and when it stopped, they come up no one. I walked around with a mo face for a long time. Gentine violet stuck on my face.
Is that common in Patagonia? Because it's infectious, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A few people got it out there.
It didn't spread like wildfire, though.
Oh, no. No, once they put that gentine violet on your face, it stopped it. They didn't quarantine you or nothing. You know, you could live with your mates and it.
Anything else about the hot climate effects it had?
Well, the sweating all night and that, you know, you can't sleep.
So what next then? You seem to go on a tour of India, or, you know, around India a bit,
yeah,
in January. Do you remember that?
We went on a big exercise out there in, I think it was, not probably, I think near Colombo or something like that. We went on an exercise.
There seems to be a sort of a period of just going around India to the ports. And then you go then you go on Jet 60 exercise in February.
Yeah.
Do you remember the visiting?
What the visiting
the flag?
Was, yeah, just what that was, just showing the flags.
What was the showing the flag? What were they like? In, so you go around the Indian ports, don't you?
Yeah, different ports and that. You had kids' parties out for the natives and that. And let them come on board to have a look at the ship and that, see what it was like and that. Most of that was in India.
Were people interested? It was in India.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot, loads. The jetties were packed with the people coming on.
And then you do this Jet 60, Joint Exercise and Training, 1960.
That was with all navies, that Australian, Canadian, Indian, Pakistan, everybody.
Now, what do you remember about that?
Well, what that was, you split up in two groups and attacked each other to see how, you know, who was the best out of you lot.
And how did it go? What do you remember about it?
Well, it was good. You know, you're on the go all the time, and that, you know. You find star shell up to try and find each other. Star shell was like a 4-inch shell. We fire up near when it bursts. It gives a light. You know, it lights up everywhere.
And anything in particular happened? No.
We nearly got ran by the Mysore.
What happened?
Well, it was one of our cruisers, in fact, who the Mysore took over. I don't know if it was the Gambia or one of those. But the Mysore was one of our cruisers, what we sold to the Navy. And we was on exercise and that, and out of the blue, they nearly rammed us. They was on the wrong course. Well, it was on.
When did they hit? They didn't hit.
No, they didn't hit. No, lucky enough.
So what next then? After them?
I think we moved on from there. Then, I think we went to Japan then after that.
Looks to this like it, Fremantle first.
Oh, Australia. Yeah, we went all round Australia.
And what was that? Was that more showing the flag?
Yeah. We went Perth, Hobart, Fremantle, Darwin.
And what sort of reception did you get there?
Cause good. Austria. Yeah, they were good. Yours, isn't it? Some, you know, like, called your pommies and that. We had the old crubberies and that with them in Darwin. Darwin's the worst place for heat. You only have to sit down, there's a pool of water around you. Well, I think that's on the equator, wasn't it, Darwin? And that was hot.
I mean, you cross the line. Did you have a ceremony? Can you tell us?
Yeah, every time you cross the equator, you have a ceremony. You know, like anybody's never been across the equator before has to get ducked.
Now, what happened? Tell us, because there's quite a big thing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was your first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened then? What happened to you?
Well, I got away with it. They couldn't catch me. But I watched the others getting ducked.
How come they couldn't catch you?
Well, I just hid. If you was lucky enough, you could hide. But what it is, you get, it's supposed to be Father Neptune come out of the water because you're in his domain. And you have to go through it, you know, the practice thing and, you know, getting ducked and all that. And it was, you know.
So you're around Australia till April.
Yeah.
Going up to Darwin in April.
Yeah.
And then you come back to Singapore. I think Japan must be after that.
Yeah.
Anything
else? In Singapore, we had the Gurkha's Pipe Band. They adopted us. Every time we used to come in Singapore, they was there to meet us, the Gurkhas.
Now, the next big thing seems to be Operation Sea Lion, another big exercise. Do you remember that?
There was a... that was with the carriers and all that. You know,
that's
like
in May, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember it at all?
Not very much of it.
Okay. So then the next thing, you go to Hong Kong again, and then it's the Korean and Japan cruise.
Yeah, Seoul. We went to Seoul.
And you left on that cruise on the back end of May, 60. So tell me about the trip round Korea and South Korea and Japan.
Well, Korea... They went out there because the Belfast was out in Korea. And what they done, they went out to show the flag near enough to, like, Seoul where we went. We was in the old halfway mark to show the flag, you know, for them, the people to see it.
And what was the state of Seoul when you went? Well, I mean, you wouldn't get ashore, would you?
No, they wouldn't let us ashore there. Some people went ashore, you know, but... Other people, they wouldn't let you go. Most of the time, you're on the ship, you know, when you went there.
And what about when you went up? Then that's late May, and then all into Japan in June.
Yeah, we went up the Incheon River.
Oh, that's in South Korea. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Oh well, we had to have a Union Jack painted on one of the turrets, and hang the old British flag over the side because. I think it was Koh Mui bombarding the island. They were firing across the straits and that. But we was lucky enough, we went through when it was misty, nobody saw us.
Now what about Japan, when you got to Japan, where did you go to in Japan?
We went to Kobe, Tokyo, Sasebo. Sasebo was near enough of American base. Mind the Americans weren't like that in Japan. We went to Tokyo and there was a riot out there against Americans. It was in the paper over here that one of our matlows marched with the flag.
Now, why didn't the Japanese civilians like?
I think it's over because the atom bomb in it. You know, when they dropped the bomb in it.
And how bad were the riots? Did you see any?
Oh yeah, yeah. There was one of our blokes, or two of our blokes, was in the march with them. And they put their... We knew who they were, but they put the photographs in the papers over here. I don't know if you see them over here when they was marching with the rioters.
Well, they were just for the joke, taking part.
Yeah, yeah. They were a bit drunk, I suppose, but we knew who they were, but they couldn't find out who they were. But we were standing there, and the rioters, they walked past us, waving to us, and but if you was American, you had to run. Because they don't like the Yanks out there. Even Sasebo and it. In Sasebo, we had to, was it Kobe? Kobe, I think. Kobe or Sasebo. We had a hurricane out there. We had to go out to ride it out, the storm, and the Yanks come in alongside.
And what was it like that?
Oh, it was... to ride out the old hurricane, it was murder.
Tell us about it. Well, I mean, how bad was it?
Well, we dropped the anchor and that, to try and hold us and that, but it sounded like you were near enough pulling the old chain out of the deck when the old waves was hitting you and that, and the wind and that. It was clanging and banging, and the old ship was going under. We were, oh, this is it. It just blew itself out.
Did you think you were in danger, or were you always confident she'd ride it out?
Well, you don't know, really, do you? It all depends, because they've been out in some of them, and they reckon the old gun turrets have been ripped off them in the hurricanes, haven't they? But what made us laugh, we was alongside. They sent us to sea, and yet the Americans come in. They went alongside.
Now, so what then? You seem to go to Hong Kong.
Yeah, we went back to Hong Kong.
It seemed to be there a couple of months.
Yeah.
July to September. Anything about that?
Oh, one of the lock boats come in there and cut a minesweeper in half while we along the dock. Come in a bit too fast and could go astern and cut the minesweeper. And then our blokes went on board there to repair the minesweeper. You know, the chippies and that from our boat. They went out to help them out on it. But most of them were like you alongside most of the time.
Anything else? Or was it routine?
Mostly routine. Oh, you had Cock of the Fleet out there. That's where all the ships row against each other, for the Cock of the Fleet.
So then, I mean, so you're out. That's where, in effect, this book finishes, October 60 to January 61, which is, you know, because that's how it does.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything else about that time then? No. Well, I mean, you're on your way home, I presume.
Yeah, no, we were the first English crew, or first British ship, to fly home from a foreign base. We flew home from Singapore. They flew the crew out. And
so is there anything else? Because you fly back, when did you fly back? You fly back in 61, don't you?
Yeah.
So anything else happened in that last 4 months?
Well, we was in Terror Dockyard, in Terror Barracks. When we was doing refits,
so you were having a refit?
Oh, we had a refit.
Where at?
In Singapore.
And what kind of a refit was that?
Well, you're in dry dock. They do scrape the bottom, everything, do the lot, guns, everything's done up again.
Get a drink.
So what was HMS Terror Barracks like that?
Oh, it was flea ridden, real flea ridden. We got a load of bugs out of there, you know, like from the mattresses and all that.
What kind of bugs? I mean,
you know, the old bed bugs and all that. People's got bit by bed bugs and that, and they're eating it.
Anything else about it?
No, that's about it. Yeah, they fumigated the place and it.
So it was only for a while.
Yeah. While the refit was on.
And then tell me about the flight home. I mean, that's
the flight home took 2 days. It was like the old, the propeller ones, four engine with propellers.
And everybody went back?
Not everybody, the crew was split in halves and it, you know, like, they had to wait half and half for the crew to keep on coming out.
So what happened? All right, so was she staying on after that, did she?
She stayed out there for another commission before she come home.
So what happened when you got back?
Well, we landed at Stansted. And we I went on leave.
Right, so, how uncomfortable was it? Because air travel's changed. I'm not sure it's got any more comfortable. But what was it like on that long flight?
Well, that's murder. Cause we landed in Karachi to refuel, Then I think we went to Italy or something to refuel again. But it took enough 2 days and we landed in Stansted. The old Stansted, before they'd done it up, was only like this and that thing.
Now, so then what? Sorry, I interrupted you. Yeah.
Then we went straight on Leith. As we landed, we went on Leith there because our kit was following us. They let us go for a fortnight. Then we had to report back to Victory Barracks.
And that was from January to February?
Yeah.
And then, nothing about that, I presume?
No, it's just normal barrack things. You just wait around for your next, draft.
And then you go to Osprey?
Yeah, they kept on sending me down there, I don't know why.
For a year. Now, what? So is that the same as before, or what?
No, that one was for the FOSS. Now, Flag of Sea Training, we went down there for him.
Now, is it a shore station still? Or?
Yes, it's a shore base, yeah, Osprey's a shore base.
And
the Flag of Sea Training was the officer in charge of all the ships working up down in Portland. And what you had to do, as with FOSS staff boats crew, was take the officers and the people out to the ships what were working up.
So your role, what you were just, you weren't a gunnery role?
No, just as a seaman.
And you were
on a launch. You were on a motor launch. You used to take the staff out to the ships. Any ship working up in the air, like in Portland, used to take the people out to the ships, like the officers and that, who was doing they had to watch them to see if they was doing it right. We used to take them out. Then when the ships come back in at night, we used to pick them up.
And what did you think of that job?
It was cushy. Very cushy.
Any other duties at all?
No, that's all you've done, just the staff boat.
So, what happened next then? That goes on to January 62.
Then I think the Loch Fyne come up then.
Now, what's the Loch Fyne thing?
Loch Fyne's a friggy. Flat bottom friggy. Because usually they say, if you do 18 months abroad, you're supposed to stay in the country for a while, but I come off the Belfast, done that shore base, then went on Loch Fyne to the Gulf. Out to the Persian Gulf.
Now, what rank were you at this point?
Still able seaman.
Now, what was it? Tell us a bit about HMS Loch Fyne. What was she like?
Loch Fyne.
She was a frigate.
Yeah, a frigate. Lock boat frigate.
Can you describe her a bit? They're not well known ships. What do you think of them?
Well, they're near enough flat bottom for chasing, up small canals and all that. Well, not canals. Up. Streams and that, you chase the old gun runners and that, you can go up shallow water with them.
So, what was your accommodation like on
it? Very small.
In what way? So, less room than the Belfast?
Yeah, of course. Very small. I was gunner's yeoman.
So, you were able seaman, gunner's yeoman?
Yeah. That was part that you're part of the ship, as gunner's yeoman.
Now tell me about that.
Well, what you done there, you made sure the magazines were at the right temperatures and all that. Looked after the gunnery officer, made his bed, got his washing done and all that. Then you should clean the rifles, any parades and that, you should do the wedding and all that.
Good, was it a good?
Very good. Got out a lot of work. You had your own little cabin down half to do your light working in that with the rifles and that. We had Somalis on board then.
What had?
They were just laundry and that. But they were dirty, really dirty.
So tell me about what happened. Did you work up with her before you went out to the Gulf?
Yeah, we worked up with her from we picked her up at Portsmouth or Plymouth. Because when we brought her home, we paid her off coming home. But all we'd done, we was mostly stationed in Bahrain.
So, what about the Voyager? Anything?
No, not really. Just normal blunt cruising, isn't it? Work out with other ships, meet up with other ships, do exercise.
So what was it like when you got to Bahrain? What was the job? What was the ship doing?
Bahrain, well, it's like looking for gunrunners, isn't it?
Now, tell me about how you patrolling for gunrunners.
Yeah, you patrol. But we're based mostly in Bahrain. That's before all this Bahrain was really built up. You went Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Kuwait, Muscat.
So that's round the whole Gulf area?
Yeah, yeah. We caught one boat gun running.
Tell us about that.
And we took him to a... It's a
how'd you catch it? Do you get any more detail?
Well, what it is, you board them. You see the boats at night, you know. Then like you send your boat out and board them. And they had guns on board. And we took them to Muscat. Muscat's like an island. It's a fault in the middle of... out of nowhere. It's just one big rock. A fault, you know. Nothing else. No land, nothing. Just like on a big rock. And it's a big castle in the middle of the water. And there we went there and took them into that. And the sheikh who's there invited us to the execution next day. But they wouldn't let us go, you know. The skipper went, but they wouldn't let us go. They executed them straight away next day.
And that was at Muscat?
Yeah, Muscat.
Any other incidents?
Not while we're out there now. We just patrol up and down all the time.
So you only caught one?
Yeah, all the time we're out there.
And, I mean, did she put up a resistance? How did you catch her? Well,
when you go out there, they know that you train your guns on them, you know, like your 4-inch and that. They know if they don't stop, you blow them out of the water anyway, so they just pack it in, don't they? You send a lot of boat to them.
So what were living conditions like out there? I mean, it's very hot out there.
Yeah.
What was it like?
The mess deck is very, very small, you know, not so wide. Yeah, you know, it's not even half a ship wide, your mess deck. That's why I've got a parrot out there.
Stick to how hot the effects of the heat. So it's very,
very hot. Over there it's very hot. And the air conditioning's not all that much. You have little hurricane fans. What they call hurricane fans.
How do they work?
They're big fans on the stand and that. And they blow, but they're noisy.
It's not proper air conditioning.
No. Just like big fans, hurricane fans.
So all that problems that you had in the Far East of prickly, yeah. Do you get all that or?
No, out there it wasn't too bad out there. Yeah, I never got that out there.
But it was hot.
Oh yeah.
And how did you get on at Bahrain? Did you get ashore there?
No, there's nothing there. It's like just a desert, like a big jetty desert with some buildings, but there was no like strict drinking laws there. The place we got ashore was Abu Dhabi.
And tell me about that.
And that was like an oil field. Most of the English people there working. And they invited us ashore for a drink and that. But now it's all built up now.
What was it like at Abu Dhabi ashore?
Well, it was just an oil well. You know, the big oil field. There was no building, nothing there. But now, if you look at it now, you wouldn't think that was there. It was just like going into a big oil field like you see on the Yanks. Little derricks up and all that, pumping oil. Even like, what is it, Dubai? That's built nowadays. It wasn't like that. It was all desert then.
And how did you get all the locals? The Arabs?
You didn't have much to do them. You weren't allowed ashore much. The only time you went ashore, you were like, they let you go shopping because you couldn't drink there. There was an army place there in Dubai, and it, but if you went in there and got drunk and come out, they'd nick you straight away.
Anything happen while you were out there?
No, only that. Once, just catching him once.
So you were out there a long time, weren't you?
Yeah.
June 63, you leave the lot fine.
Yeah, we've done the 18 months again. That's what we kept on saying. Like, once you go out there, you get these long drafts. You got the people now saying 6 months is long enough for them.
So quite a dull one, it sounds.
Yeah. Well, it's not day-to-day routine on it, you know, like patrolling and all that.
So what happened next then?
Well, we
did you come back as an individual, or did the whole ship come back?
No, the whole ship come back because we paid off then. We come back to Aden. Then we brought it back to England, flying off the old flying off pennant. No, you fly your pennant to say that you're paying off.
And that was in June 63.
Yeah.
So what then? You go to Osprey again?
Yeah, that was a ship's company then.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, you go up there as a ship's company then, not as like what I'd done before for us on the crew. You just went up there as like ship's company of the station there.
What, just sort of routine duties?
Yeah.
I mean, what does it mean? What was a ship? Because it's a shore base, isn't it?
Yeah. What they call them, Stonewall frigates, don't they?
So what's the sort of basic duties there?
Well, sweeping, doing mess duties and all that. That's what it was.
Nothing to remember then?
No. You done damage control up there, you know, like, in case there was anything go wrong. You just climb ladders, you know, rescue people out on stretchers.
And then HMS Victory, that's the barracks. That's nothing. You're only there for a couple of days.
Well,
and then you get your next big one. You're aboard. The last thing we're really going to do is the Britannia.
The bloke, when I went to Osprey, the bloke I relieved at Osprey is the one I relieved on the yacht again.
Yeah, that's Her Majesty's yacht.
Britannia.
Now, how did you get aboard her then? So what's the story of getting that focus?
Well, that
it's a bit of an elite posting, isn't it?
That I volunteered long time ago when it first came out. I volunteered for that long time, you know.
And why did you volunteer? What made you fancy it?
I don't know, really. You know, it was a yacht, wasn't it? The Queen's yacht, and that. Oh, bloody hell. Try and get on there, but I never heard nothing until, at the end of my service come up. And, yeah, like, the bloke I relieved up Osprey, he went on there. Then they said, oh, pack your gear, you're going back to barracks now. So I said, well, I just got here. They went, you're on your way back to Victory. Then I said, why is that? They said, well, you're going on the Royal Yacht. I went, bloody hell.
Were you pleased then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was chuffed. Oh, bloody hell. Go on there.
Now, what were your first impressions of the boat? Where did you join her?
I joined her in Portsmouth at Whale Island.
And what do you think of her? I mean, you know, it's a...
Well, when you see it, you look at it, your mouth just dropped open, and, you know, to think you could get on it.
So what was it like aboard? Can you describe it?
The mess deck was like a normal mess deck. You had bunks, you had your hammocks and all that, but the work you had to do, like you had wooden decks and that, you walked around in plimsolls all the time. You had to scrub the decks, you had machines to do your decks with. If you had royalty on board, you used to get up early in the morning, do their half of their decks.
So tell me about polishing the decks then.
Well, you've got machines, big scrubbing machines. What you do, you run the hose salt water, and then you just keep the machine on it and just scrub it and keeps it clean, doesn't it? The old salt water seems to bleach it.
Is it hard work polishing? I mean, was the machine easy enough?
They're easy. They're big machines. You know, and you just hold them back and swing them backwards and forwards. Like that.